In this podcast, Stephen Timberlake, a recent Warwick graduate, talks about his career so far as the co-founder of a creative arts company. Stephen offers advice for those thinking about starting their own creative companies, and also offers advice for those thinking about applying to creative companies for jobs and work experience.
I graduated in 2006. My career started in 2004, though. I know some of you here may know the story of 4-inch Media and how it all started. In October 2004, three of us decided we were going to start our own company. So what I'm going to talk about really is if anybody out there is thinking or even got a glimpse of wanting to start their own creative company, here's a little bit about how we went about it. We actually own two companies now. We have 4-inch Media, which is a video production company, and we create business communication for users in marketing, promotion, internal communications and training. What does that mean? Well, let me give you some examples. We produce all the video marketing for people like Massive Oaks and Tractors. We produce all the video marketing now for Land Rover. We're in talks to take over the video branding for Aston Martin. So we're talking major name clients that we do business for. And Framework Television was set up as a joint initiative between ourselves, Framework Midlands, Birmingham City Council. It's owned completely by ourselves as a company, but it's for developing ideas of formats for broadcasters as a traditional television production company. So why would we want to start our own company? Why would we do something so ridiculous while we were studying for our degree at the same time? Well, there's three quite entrepreneurial people that started the business, and we wanted to work and to live in a company which had ethos and values that we wanted to, that what we wanted to work for. So we defined our own vision, where we wanted to go, what we wanted to do, and sort of set about creating a plan to get there. It's quite flexible, but the most important point was that everybody that came to our workplace, and it's now 10 of us that work in 4-inch Framework, enjoyed coming to work at our company. That's a very brief history of where we started. We founded in October 2004. We're still at Warwick University, just coming into our second year. There's three of us. February of that year, we set up our headquarters in Hatton, which is a little sleepy village just outside of Warwick itself. Some more people joined the company, another person joined the company, and then we graduated. That was a relief. Trying to balance coming to university and running a company at the same time is very hard work. But summer of this year was a real major push for us. We were actually able to land some key clients in hand. In October 2006, we opened a second office in Birmingham, and we won funding from ScreenWM and Birmingham City Council for the launch of our new television brand. This year, we took on three additional members of staff, and we've been nominated for Best Business in the West Midlands Award. What do I actually do? Yeah, I spend some of my time working in the office, but a lot of my time I spent out of the office, meeting people, meeting clients, building contacts, doing pitches. I'm currently doing two big pitches at the moment. But I also enjoy going out on production. Today I've been in a PVC window factory. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, that's not particularly interesting, but every day is very different. Today I've been working in a window factory where 50% of the employees at that company are all disabled. So this is a company that's subsidised by Birmingham City Council, which provides an opportunity for disabled people to work in a normal environment. And we're producing a promotional DVD about their experience, how these people have been able to work successfully in a commercially oriented company. So that's part of what I do. I also get to meet new clients and account manage clients. So I'll have meetings with some of our clients. My colleague Stefan, who spoke here last year, manages the other set of our client list, and we also have many, many people that work around us in terms of what we do as well. Probably what you will be most interested in is our operations department and our creative department. Our operations department is headed by a chap called Ed Borney, who some of you may know. He DJs Top Banana every Monday night here as well. So he always turns up at about midday on a Tuesday. We have our own in-house camera people and editors, and then we bring on a whole raft of people as freelancers for production management, locations, camera operations, camera assistant, gaffers, all the sort of usual television things that you will need to require for a shoot film. Our creative department is headed by a chap called Alex Bells and sub-headed by Rachel Carter. They produce and develop ideas and formats for television. We've managed to attach quite high-profile names already to our programmes that we've got in development. But it's just a case of being a little bit cheeky and probing and asking people if they'll help you and what you can get out of them. So here's some sort of pros and cons about starting your own creative company. Excellent prospects if you do. If it's something you really, really want to do, then it's a very good way forward. There's potential for profitability. There's not much money there, but there is some money. Networking. You always get to meet loads and loads of people. I went to the Edinburgh TV Festival in August. I was sat next to Sir David Attenborough. The natives, there's a huge amount of unpredictability. We work about 4 weeks ahead. We know what's happening up to about 4 weeks ahead. We know we've got some major client accounts that we keep, but what they're going to ask us to do, when we're going to do it, about 4 weeks' time we know what's happening next time. You have to work extremely long hours. I get up about 6 o'clock in the United States, and then go to bed, well, at X time, when things are finished. There are no quick rewards. There's no instant gratification to do with any of this. You have to keep working and keep building on what you need to do. It's extremely competitive. There are so many people out there that want to work in television and video, but you stand yourself out quite easily if you can differentiate yourself. But the one problem with television and a video is it's quite cliquey. There's a lot of closed networking circles which are very difficult to break into. So, how to get into creative companies? A really good thing to do is write yourself an introductory letter and a copy of your CV. Make sure you put a CV with your introductory letter. And if you've got a showreel, stuff you've worked on, or stuff you've just messed around on, put it in and send it off to the person that you want to speak to. First of all, though, phone the company you want to get into and ask them who you need to send it to. Then you'll make sure it goes directly to the person that it needs to put in front of. I get quite a lot of these every week, but I read every single one of them. And if there's one that I'm interested in, I put it on a file that basically says, if I need this person, they're in this file, and I will start working through this file until somebody is available. Research the companies that specifically interest you. Don't do a completely broad shot of the people, the places you want to work. Pick out some companies that really interest you. If you're interested in making programs with animals or documentary programs, seek out the specific companies that specialize in those areas and maintain a relationship with companies you've made contact with. So if there's nothing available and they say there's nothing available at the moment, phone them periodically. Ask if there's anything else. That gets your name put in front of the right people, and if anything does come up, you'll probably be on one of the top of the list to actually phone back and talk to them about. And ensure your details are placed on record in a folder somewhere. Doesn't matter where, somebody may come across them and get in contact with you. And most importantly, introductions via contacts, friends and family. If you know anybody who's working in the industry you want to get into, make sure you have a conversation with them, because chances are they know a lot of people as well, and you might get something somehow from somebody. That's pretty much all I've got to say, but I'll be happy to take any questions later on. Cheers.